You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Hey, OmniTalk fans. Shop Talk is already here. It's this Sunday, and there are only 50 tickets remaining. Retailers and brands, you can use code OmniTalk to snag some of them and an extra 10% off current rates. Google Shop Talk to learn more.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. Gap Inc. has reported strong fourth quarter earnings, with net income reaching $185 million, or 49 cents per share, compared to a loss of $273 million, or 75 cents per share, in the same period last year. This performance exceeded analysts' expectations of 25 cents per share. The company's net sales increased by 1% to $4.3 billion, slightly surpassing estimates of $4.2 billion. Notably, Old Navy experienced a 6% growth in net sales, with comparable sales rising by 2%. This marks the second consecutive quarter of positive comps for Old Navy. However, Gap faced challenges, with net sales declining by 5%. Excluding the impact of the sale of Gap China, sales would have increased by 3%. Banana Republic also saw a decrease in net sales by 2%, with comparable sales down 4%. Despite these challenges, Gap Inc. reported an increase in gross margin to 38.9%, reflecting an improvement of 530 basis points compared to the previous year. Looking ahead, the company expects sales for the current quarter and fiscal year 2024 to remain flat. CEO Richard Dixon expressed confidence in the company's financial and operational strategies, emphasizing the focus on reinvigorating their brands to drive profitable growth and shareholder value. Headline 2 comes to us from Retail Dive. Walmart recently concluded a trial of a receipt verification machine using radio frequency identification technology at one of its stores in Bentonville, Arkansas. The machine, which was piloted since at least November, aimed to verify purchases made by customers using the scan and go checkout solution. During the trial, customers using the scan and go checkout solution could have their carts scanned by the machine, which utilized RFID to confirm that the items in their carts had been purchased. The machine featured a designated area marked by a blue square on the floor where customers were instructed to place their carts for scanning. It also had a nearby bagging area. Signage encouraged customers to try the new checkout option, suggesting it as a faster alternative. Although the trial has ended, Walmart will leverage the findings from this test as it continues to explore innovative solutions. RFID technology has gained traction in retail, with Walmart expanding its use beyond apparel to other departments. However, according to Retail Dive, challenges remain, particularly in low-margin and high-volume categories like food, where supplier compliance and high costs associated with RFID labeling pose barriers to implementation. Headline 3 comes to us from Wall Street Journal. Procter & Gamble is introducing a groundbreaking innovation in laundry detergent with Tide Evo, liquid-free squares designed to revolutionize the way laundry is done. These soft, white-woven tiles, referred to as Tide Evo, are touted to deliver superior cleaning performance compared to traditional liquid detergent, all while eliminating the need for plastic bottles and reducing shipping weight. Each Tide Evo tile resembles a palm-sized Triscuit and comprises 6 layers of fibers made of cleaning materials that dissolve in water. This innovative design not only enhances cleaning efficiency, but also promotes eco-friendliness by reducing plastic waste. Moreover, Tide Evo is formulated to work effectively in cold water, thereby conserving energy and lowering utility bills. P&G's foray into dry detergent technology comes after over a decade of development efforts. While other brands have introduced dry detergents or laundry sheets aimed at reducing plastic and water consumption, P&G's market dominance as the leading laundry brand positions Tide Evo as a potential game changer in the industry. Despite the predominance of liquid detergents in the market, accounting for 70% of sales in the U.S., P&G is optimistic about Tide Evo's potential to appeal to a broad consumer base. This includes individuals seeking convenience, reduced packaging, and protection against accidental leaks. With the rise of digital shopping and home delivery, consumer interest in sustainable packaging solutions has surged, presenting an opportune moment for the launch of Tide Evo. Priced at $19.94 for a box containing 44 tiles, Tide Evo offers competitive pricing comparable to other Tide detergent products. The innovative pillow-style design of the tiles, featuring extended corners for easy handling, reflects P&G's commitment to user convenience and product functionality. Tide Evo will debut in Colorado in April, with plans for further market expansion later in the year. Headline 4 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. Urban Value Corner Store, a convenience retailer based in Dallas, is embracing autonomous retailing with the introduction of kit-built frictionless micro-markets in luxury apartment complexes. These autonomous stores, known as Juxta micro-markets, offer a seamless shopping experience to both residents and non-residents alike. Customers can shop at the micro-market using traditional debit or credit cards, as well as mobile wallets like Apple Pay or Google Pay. The store features an advanced AI computer vision system and shelf sensors that track items in real time as customers browse and select products. At checkout, customers have the option to review their basket on a checkout screen or simply walk out if they're in a hurry. Additionally, they can choose to receive a digital receipt on their phone upon leaving the store. Steve McKinley, the CEO of Urban Value Corner Store, emphasized the partnership's goal of enhancing urban living by offering unparalleled convenience through cutting-edge technology. The collaboration with Juxta not only elevates convenience, but also provides property developers with a unique amenity to differentiate their luxury apartment buildings in a competitive market. Steve Liguori, the co-founder and chief marketing officer at Juxta, expressed excitement about the partnership, highlighting the shared vision to redefine urban retail experiences. By integrating autonomous retail technology into luxury apartment complexes, the collaboration aims to set a new standard for convenience and accessibility in urban environments. The introduction of autonomous micro-markets adds to the innovative initiatives already undertaken by Urban Value Corner Store, such as offering on-demand delivery via remotely piloted sidewalk robots since 2021.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.